It's November 8th, 2017, 3:59 p.m. I'm on my way to take books to the post office. And I just want to capture that I've been feeling tormented in my heart the last hour or so. Not terribly. But I sat down on the couch with my wife to go through some emails and comments and stuff like that. And she put on this movie with Robert Downey Jr. And before I know it, it's F this, F that, S this, S this. I looked up and I was like, what are you watching? And this woman turns around completely nude, you know, breast shot and everything. And at least person started to turn the volume down because she knows I don't like that. But eventually I had to just say, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm going to get up and go and leave and go to the other room. I find it so frustrating a few moments at a time that my wife is able to watch this kind of stuff. I am not opposed to watching a decent movie who every once in a while has a cuss word in it. But when every single word, and you know, when there's one in every other sentence, and it's clear that that's what they're trying to do is just make a movie of filth, I can't handle it. The F word hurts me bad when I hear it. I feel tormented to hear it. It's such filth and nastiness. And I look away every time I see any kind of nudity. I don't want to be okay with watching it. And my wife is in this season where she used to cover her eyes. I'd cover my eyes and all that. And now for the sake of this freedom thing, she's gone to this extreme. I've captured all of this in journal entries, by the way. And man, it's just so hard. I have to get up and walk away and ask and pray for God for grace because I'm going, wow, God, I'm living with a woman who I have now nothing in common with except for that we love each other's company and affection. And we're married and we live under the same house and we eat the same foods. But is regarding the faith and regarding how we live, we have so little in common. And it's frustrating for me to see her, and I'm trying so hard to allow her this freedom to go prodigal, to go to run in full on into this deception. I've already called her out on it, but to run full on into this, everything's by the Spirit, and the Spirit doesn't always call you to do everything great. Sometimes He calls you to do things that seem to be ungodly, and oh my gosh, I'm just like, okay, let her go, let her run. I don't know what else to do, and it's been very frustrating. Today we're out driving around. She takes her seatbelt off. I said, honey, you have to have your seatbelt on. No. It's bothering me. It's restricting me. I said, well, honey, it's a restriction that's good for you. That restriction will keep you from going through the windshield if we get in an accident. Well, honey, I've been riding around in the car my whole life without a seatbelt. I said, that's fine, not in America. I said, honey, how are you going to feel if I get pulled over and get a ticket because you needed your freedom from the seatbelt? And so finally she put it back on, but it's like, it's a power struggle. She's going to this terrible extreme of anything that restricts her is not good. It's just, it's so difficult. Now, what is even more difficult is how my wife had to live like this all her life. I have no doubt in my mind. In fairness to my wife, what she had to live with legalism-wise in India is 1,000 times more unfair or more tormenting than what I'm experiencing with her. I have no doubt in my mind, but man, is it hard for me to watch my wife in order for her to shake off the bonds, the bondage of all that she experienced in India. I'm having to let her run. I'm having to let her go a little wild. And again, it's not like she's drinking and drugging or partying or flirting or doing worldly things. I mean, she's not at all. It's just, you know, watching movies, reading secular news, not reading her Bible. It's like she's taking a vacation from God and from the true Holy Spirit. You know what? I don't like it. I don't like it. It's hard for me to watch, but I have to trust God that God's allowing to do this. And it's a torment for me. God is suffering me not to have a wife who I'm equally yoked with right now. I'm looking at the TV show and I'm going, this is all darkness. What does light have in common with darkness? How can you sit there and put that stuff in your mind and your heart and think that's okay and just be okay with it when I'm over here kind of climbing the walls? I just can't stand it. I'm tormented by it. I'm so sensitive. I come back always to that one letter that that lady sent me, written by that, oh, I can't remember that guy's name, the back in the 1800s. Others may, you cannot. Such a powerful truth. I'm trying so hard to ask God to give me the grace to continue to love her, to not look down on her, to not try to punish her, to not try to restrict her. Because her biggest fear is being restricted. Now, the gospel is about restricting yourself. The gospel is about being in bondage, but in bondage to a good master, a bond slave to a good Lord. I love that I'm restricted from things that hurt me or that hurt him. But to watch my wife do this, you know, talk about taking two steps forward and five steps backwards. That's what I've had to watch my wife do. And man, this is a really unique test of my faith and a really unique suffering. But I know I'll get through it with God's help. So this is an update to the last recording. It is now 5:13 p.m. And I finally had to very gently confront Persis. I could tell, obviously, I was feeling distant from her and disconnected. And she came up wanting to be all lovey-dovey with me. I hate it that this is such an extraordinary example of how our relationship with God works. I hate the fact that it's, you know, a painful suffering that it's happening in my marriage, but it is an extraordinarily perfect example of what happens in our relationship with God. So Persis is in the kitchen, and when I came back in the house, I went and gave her a kiss, and she's stayed doing her writing or whatever, and then she came up and was all, I put my headphones on while she was working. She came into the kitchen, and I kept my headphones on, just talked to her through the headphones a few times, and I could tell, she could tell that I was feeling distant. So she came up and tried to give me a kiss and a hug, and I gave it back to her, but I didn't go all in with it. And a few minutes later, I said, "Sweetheart, I want to tell you something. I need to let you know what's happening with me." And I said, "I don't want you to think that I'm trying to change you. You don't have to change, or I'm not trying to control you here." I said, "But I feel distant from you right now, because when I'm sitting there with you and you're watching a movie that's loaded with such filth, and you just are completely comfortable with that, and I am not," I said, "that makes me feel disconnected from you." I said, "We don't have this in common." And I said, "You know, I can understand a movie that has a cuss word in it every, you know, once in a while. But these movies that have F-bomb in every other sentence, and then when I looked up, I see a woman's boobs standing there staring at me, and I'm going, no, wait a second. This is, you know, we call ourselves Christians. I don't want to put this stuff. This is filth to me." And I said, "And you're fine with it?" And I said, "You don't have to stop watching it. I'm giving you the freedom. I don't want you to think." I said, "But when you make a choice, you also choose the consequence." I said, "Persis, it's the same way in my relationship with God. If I make choices that are against Him, it's a violation of my relationship with Him. And God backs up and I lose that intimacy with Him." And I said, "Right now, when this happens with you and I'm trying to be patient." I said, "I went out and I prayed, God, give me the grace to love her right where she's at and let her watch whatever she wants to watch and do." I said, "But sweetheart, it's like Lot being tormented in his righteous soul about seeing all the people that were doing all this filthy stuff around. I'm tormented when I see you being completely okay and unmoved at all, watching a movie where every other sentence is F this and there's nudity and sex scenes and all that. I can't do it." And I said, "It's like that poem on the side of our refrigerator. Others may, I cannot. So you get to do what you want to do, but you also have to recognize that when you choose these behaviors, you choose the consequences. I have the freedom to choose sin in my life, and I'm also going to choose the consequences in my relationship with God when I choose to sin." So what I think is so amazing, and naturally, she did not say a single word. She stayed very quiet. She didn't say a single word. She listened to everything I said. She put her dish in the sink, While she was putting her dish in the sink, I kissed her on the side of her head. And then she walked away and went into our guest bedroom that she's never really been in and shut the door. I don't know if she's praying or if she's in there watching another movie so that I don't see it. But I know this has to be so painful for her. And I'm not willing to compromise, even for my wife. I will let her do what she wants to do, but I'm not going to compromise on my Christianity, on what my conscience is telling me. And her conscience seems to be wide open right now. She can just do whatever she wants. Persis is upset about this, and she's so sensitive to this that she could end up going into this whole thing where she just wants to go back to India. I mean, she's basically said this a few times, that if she feels controlled, she just runs. And she has said to me 3 times, which is a lot for her, that her biggest fear is being controlled and losing her freedom. So I made sure, I told her, look, I love you and I'm not trying to control you. You can do whatever you want, but just understand. And see, she thinks it's like wrong that I'm withdrawing my affection from her, like to punish her or something. I'm saying, you know, no, I'm not. That's not what she said this time, but she has in the past. And I said, no, this is what happens in my heart. And you are being disciplined in a way. It's just like when Father withdraws from me, I'm being disciplined. And I think that's probably what, you know, the Lord may be doing with her, is to discipline her a little bit. And I just hope that her heart breaks and she doesn't run from it, but that she comes out of this. I'm being gentle, but I'm not willing to compromise. I'm not going to just pretend like it's okay that my wife is going down this road here. I have a Christian ministry telling people to flee the darkness, to not compromise, to, you know, get away from the disobedient, to be very careful what you put in front of your eyes. And my wife is, in the name of freedom, violating that. So may God help us both.